Day 8, I'm Deborah Valentine, Fox News. Friday marking day 8 of former President Donald Trump's criminal trial relating to his New York hush money case. Fox's Nate Foy has details.
The state's newest witness, Gary Farrow, testified former President Donald Trump's old lawyer, Michael Cohen, tried opening a bank account under the name Resolution Consultants, LLC. That's the same account that former American Media CEO and President David Pecker testified Cohen nearly used to reimburse him for purchasing the lifetime rights to former Playboy model Karen McDougal's story about an alleged affair with Trump, who said again this trial is politically motivated. Pecker wrapped up his testimony, telling the court, quote, I have been truthful to the best of my recollection. Former President Trump's lawyers exposed inconsistencies with Pecker's testimony about whether or not Trump thanked him for suppressing stories. Pecker says he now believes he violated federal election law while suppressing McDougal's story.
This coming as the U.S. Supreme Court is considering presidential immunity for the former president in connection to the federal election interference case brought by special counsel Jack Smith. President Biden making a stop in New York City Friday as pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian protests continue at Columbia University. Here's Fox's Mark Meredith.
The White House says the president will call out hateful rhetoric when he sees it, but unlike the speaker, he did not go to Columbia to look at some of these protests. Instead, the White House says it is going to remain engaged on this issue. However, like we talked about, not going into those same areas of divisiveness that we've seen in college campuses, as well as these protests that have been spilling out throughout the streets of New York. He was there for that high-profile fundraiser. He also stopped in for an interview with Howard Stern. He talked about abortion, one of the big issues in the campaign. But what's interesting is that this controversy is just simply not going away going forward, and it's possible it could follow him all the way to the Democratic Convention in Chicago.
President Biden's told SiriusXM he'd be happy to debate Trump. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie. Formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
The war between Israel and Hamas rages on. Fox's Jeff Paul reports from Tel Aviv.
A new satellite image appears to show construction of an aid port near Gaza City. The site will eventually be the home of a temporary U.S. military pier. As the war in Gaza continues, security concerns were heightened this week when the port came under fire during a mortar attack. All of this happening as Israel signals it's getting closer to a major ground operation in the southern city of Rafah. It's home to an estimated 1.3 million civilians seeking shelter from the war. Many are now forced to leave once again.
President Biden recently signed a $95 billion piece of legislation into law supplying military assistance to Israel as well as Ukraine and Taiwan. A proposed ban on menthol cigarettes on hold once again.
A statement from Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra says the agency will need significantly more time to make a decision on banning menthol cigarettes. Becerra says it's clear there are still more conversations to have. The rule was championed by anti-smoking advocates but posed potential backlash from black voters. According to the FDA, about 11% of adults smoke, evenly divided between white and black Americans. But about 80% of black smokers smoke menthol, which the FDA says masks the harshness of smoking and makes it harder to quit. Flavored cigarettes have been banned in the U.S. since 2009, with the exception of menthol. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A tornado hit suburban Omaha, Nebraska Friday afternoon, damaging hundreds of homes and other structures. The twister devastating farmland for miles, turning it into subdivisions. Injuries were reported, including those people hurt when the roof of a manufacturing plant collapsed. The National Weather Service says a tornado outbreak is expected today from North Texas into Oklahoma, Southeast Kansas, and far Southwest Missouri. I'm Deborah Valentine. This is Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.